by now. What's this, 3 in 1 week? Is this the third in a 7-day period? Really?
Oh, no, it's 3. Friday, Sunday, Wednesday.
It's 3.
Damn right it is.
Yeah, of course you're right. You're trying silly me.
You're trying to take away from my thunder.
Well, I just, you know, everyone is unique, so each just has its own little category, and it's hard to look at them in terms of blocks of time.
When you're a constant, like Pat Dalpierce has been... then they all kind of go together. No, we've been having a lot of fun. I'll tell you, when I go on vacation, one thing that I really do miss is doing the podcast. I love this. This is fun for me.
I can see that. You have a little glow going on there.
It is fun for me.
Yeah, it is fun.
You know, it's very fun. I don't know how you guys feel. Jimmy and Pat are here.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Bonjour.
Jimmy's not sick
anymore.
Muy bien. Is muy bien French?
No.
Espanol. There goes. And
how do you say? How do you say? I'm doing well in French.
Oh.
Très bien. Très bien is not.
Très bien is French.
That's very good.
Très bien is okay.
So muy bien is no good.
Muy is.
You can say
more.
Espanol.
That's Spanish.
Espanol.
I'm gonna listen. Okay, so in grade school I took French. In high school I took Spanish. In college I took Italian.
Oh.
All of that. You know, French is very different than the other two.
Yeah. Yes. The other two are more.
The other
similar.
Two are like it's like in college it was such a breeze to do Italian after Spanish, but French is just brutal. It's a brutal language to try to learn.
Was lucky they offered German as an alternative, and I say alternative because almost everybody took French, but I did German because I wanted to do what was different from what everybody else was doing. But German is a tough language to learn.
I would think.
Yeah. And the teacher gave us all German names for the room, you know, and he picked them from historical or literary characters. And I'll never forget, even though it's been about 100 years, my name was Ermelinda Tootsie. And she was a German prostitute.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Thought,
nailed it.
Yeah. I was like, no wonder nobody's in this class.
Thank you, teacher.
Yeah. Thank you very much. But I've never forgotten who Ermelinda Tootsie was.
Nailed it.
I don't know much German anymore, but...
Catherine Ryan, we've been talking about,
she's been missing our Catherine Ryan
for the last couple podcasts, and she showed up. So we have to do her topics first because she has a job to get to. She's a working
She's a working worker. Mama.
She's a worker. She's a worker bee. Kim Smith is also with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
She's got very exciting news. But the Plover meeting went well for her. She decimated her adversaries.
No, it went very well for the community, and the and then the big meeting is Tuesday night, when the vote goes to the full city council, and people have an opportunity to speak. The public has an opportunity to speak and to present their viewpoints. So
do you have a PowerPoint presentation? Do you have slides?
No, because each person is only allowed about 3 minutes. So I'm sure I've seen this happen before in topics like similar to this, where there's going to be quite a long line of people wanting to speak. So we each are just going to say a few sentences and then allow the next person to speak. So
I'm so glad I don't have a dog in this fight.
Yeah, there you go.
This is one
not
of
not that you have any kind of animal at all.
Literally
but
and figuratively. But
yeah,
right.
No.
Yeah.
So there's that. I've fast approached a week into my diet.
Yes.
And
yes.
What I've come to realize is that dieting is not fun when your life revolves around food.
Right. I don't think it's ever fun. Regardless.
Oh, yeah.
What? Imagine if I was what?
A chef.
Well, in his own way, he is. You know, he has his own.
Well, so Kate's been making these really great meals. But so for me, the part that is tough is this is my slow time down the wharf. And so my day goes like this normally. When I leave wharf, the dock, for my morning break, again, my coffee break, I usually take a little time. I usually head straight for Stop and Shop. And I see what's on sale, what protein is on sale. I pick it up and I plan what I'm going to do with it for the day. Now, the winter months, I usually have, there's a lot of time off. So I usually get to be creative with my barbecue and do some, you know, stretch the boundaries and try things that I haven't done, film them, make a video, you know, and put it out there. And that takes up a little part of the day. And that's, to me, and then eat it. And that's fun to me, right? Yeah. And that's fun to me. Yeah. Or if I'm not doing that, it's a really crappy day and I don't feel like grilling outside, I'll call Jimmy or I'll call Chris and, you know, whatever, and say, hey, what are you guys doing for lunch? Want to meet at Stone's? Want to meet at, you know, the brew pub? Want to meet at wherever, the Elks, and grab lunch, you know, social, you know? So now being on this diet, the stop and shop part is out. The cooking and creating the content for northeastbarbecue.com is out.
You can't do it in a, like a, you know, more diet-oriented way. Like, you don't want to, because like chicken, you have to eat some protein anyways, right? But isn't there a way you could do it so that, you know, you're doing, grilling some veggies with it and, you know.
Not the same.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's not as exciting to grill veggies, but yeah, no, I know, it's, I understand what you're saying.
Like, for me, like, that would be very appealing to me, because, like, veggies are, like, you could, there's only so much you can do with chicken and meat, you know what I mean? Like,
right, but there's a whole world around veggies. So barbecue and grilling are kind of like two different subsets.
Okay.
Well, there's overlap, too, but, like, grilling, fast grilling, like, high heat, like, grilling something and taking it off, that's the same type of thing that you could do indoors, right?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Like,
you put,
even
it's like a
roasting them over the
slow roasting veggies.
Slow roasting them, you know. Those are so delicious. Like, and then when you have a little, suppose they're like slowly cooked, and then you have a little bit of crispiness on the edge.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's something to that. But anyways, you know, I
how
like.
How long is this?
Huh?
Self-induced.
Diet going on.
How long does something like this happen?
I don't know. So here's something funny. So I was going over with the guys, right? Like,
I just got.
Yeah, there we go.
What'd she say?
You invite people, and then we eat it.
In front of me. Yeah, no. So it's funny. So I'm going away with the guys to Mexico, and just got back a week ago, whatever, which started the thing. But before that, Kate was not, like, encouraging me to diet at all. And in fact, she's watching me eat like a, you know, during football season, like an animal, because I'm going away with the guys.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily care about my appearance when I'm going away with the guys, right? And then it's the day I get back, and we're going on, like, these trips with her, and, like, you know, getting married and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now it's all about the diet.
Well.
You know what I mean? So, like,
she
oh.
She gave you your time, and now
she
that
gave my
time.
It's like,
time
yeah,
up.
So.
Now it's, time's up.
No, it's all
yeah.
time.
So,
but when it interferes with your daily routine, when you realize how many things you do,
My life really revolved around planning food, eating food, getting together with friends and eating food.
Yeah.
You know, it's a social thing. Food is a social thing for me.
I
you know?
Think you're right.
Yeah.
You were with the rabbit. Now you're with your other wife.
So you
have to call Jimmy up and say, let's go for salad, Jimmy.
Well, there are places in town that have great salads.
I would do that.
Yeah.
If you called up and said, come on, let's go right around and do some salads, fine. And then we wouldn't tell anybody, though.
No, I mean, I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed. Where in town are your favorite salads?
I'd like to know. I just said to him yesterday, I'd like a salad. Where can I get a good salad? I'm not even really sure.
I loved the Cobb salad at Latitude. That was a great salad. Passports always has good salads.
Passports does have good salads.
Where else? Like during the day, like
during
a day,
the day
place.
Like, so you're asking the wrong person because, you know, I'm always working. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm
you don't go for lunch so much.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There's some place that I know that has, that I was, I just can't think of it.
Maybe it'll come to me. Change topics.
Yeah, it will.
I'm thinking.
Anyway. So yesterday I had the afternoon off, and my mom had a knee surgery, and she was going up there to get a checkup. So I took her up to out of town, and on the way back, so Kate and I have a BJ's card. My mom has a Costco card, so she can't. My mom still can't drive with her knee, and she asked me to take her to Costco and Walmart to pick up some things for the house. So we went to Costco, and there's a huge difference between Costco and BJ's.
Yeah.
As far as quality, I think.
Which do you think has better?
I think the meat department at Costco is unbelievable.
Really?
Like, yeah. Really, really good.
And the fruit and the vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not convenient for here, I think.
Right.
It's a little less convenient.
I think it depends on your travel route.
Yeah.
But where pretty much it? Everybody up that way, you know.
Well, it's on Route 1 in Peabody. But you can make a loop. If you go down 128 past the North Shore Mall and take the Lowell Street exit, and go to you go right off of the exit, go to the end where it intersects with Route 1, and you hop on Route 1 there. Yeah. Like, only a mile down the road is Costco.
Oh, okay.
So if you go that way, it's not difficult. If you go come in from a different way, you have to get on the highway and then loop around and come back, and that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But so the trick is to go take the Lowell Street exit, yeah, and go to the end. So, and then if you wanted to go to Walmart after that, the very next exit is come to 114 and come back on 114 and you get to Walmart. If those are the stores that you happen to do some of your bigger toiletry and shopping at. But brisket. I'd heard that Costco, a lot of you guys probably don't cook brisket, but brisket for a barbecue is the king, right? And prime brisket. So I had heard on all these barbecue forums that I frequent, they always talk about Costco. Sometimes, like, you know, they normally carry like choice or select brisket, but every once in a while they'll have some prime briskets that mixed in at the same price. Well, I went there, and first thing I walked in the store. My mother went one way in her car. I went straight to the meat department. And wouldn't you know, they had prime briskets. And if you know grades of meat, you know prime is way up there. It's a great cut of meat. Right. And for $3.29 a pound.
What is it? What do you usually pay for it, a pound?
Anywhere in Gloucester.
Yeah.
Usually you have to special order it, or if they do, and if you do order it, it's probably like $4 to $5 a pound for like the choice.
Right.
Right.
So did you buy extra? Would you buy extra?
Well, I texted Craig and I texted Eric right off the bat,
because
those are the people I think of when I think of that stuff. And Craig's like, get me the biggest one you can get me. I got him a 13 pounder and I got myself an 11 pounder.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then you cook it and then you have like yummy leftovers. Is that
They heat up great, and usually I cook for a bunch of people. But I mean, so 11 pound, it was 11 pounder. It was like $36 or something like that. I mean, I go to Stone's and that's my lunch. You know what I mean? So I'll call Jimmy when I cook. You know, depending on what day of the week, if I have the kids or not, you know, is who I'll call and say, come and have some brisket. You know, probably share some with Felicia and Barry. So I'm walking up the aisle and I see the olive oils, and Kirkland.
Yes.
Kirkland brand is Costco's brand, and I had also heard that Kirkland vodka, brand vodka, is Grey Goose.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Grey Goose rebranded into Kirkland brand thing.
Oh, okay.
At 30% less
at Costco
money.
Costco prices. Okay.
So I heard that all of their olive oil was got high, super high marks, and some famous chef swears by it. So I picked up a 2 or 3 liter bottle of it. I don't know is 3 liters close to a gallon? I wonder. It looked like a gallon, but anyway. So what I want to do with us is one day, the next time you buy olive oil, I want you to take note of the unit cost.
Okay.
And bring in a cup of it. We'll all do it on the same day.
Okay. And
say the name, the price, and we'll bring in some Virgilio's bread or Scafani's bread, whatever. And we'll do a blind taste test. And
that's a great idea.
Yeah. Don't you think that'd be really fun?
Yeah.
All of them. I think that'd be a blast. So we'll put it out there like a week or two beforehand. Maybe we could do it. We'll probably do a podcast next week. If do you guys have olive oil on hand?
We do, but
and
we're
I have one
be
I would
gone.
Use.
I do.
Yeah.
Huh?
I have one
that you love.
I proffer.
You proffer what?
Offer. She's got one. She's got an olive oil brand that she wants to put in the mix. In the race. Yeah.
Oh, great. And okay, would you be able to figure out what the per gallon cost would be? Okay, because that's a key part of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And it says right there on the shelf.
Yeah, it says on the shelf, but don't get confused and buy the skinny little, don't go off of the skinny little bottle price. We all have to go off of, like, you know, either 3 liter or gallon price, and we'll figure out the per gallon price.
So why don't you do it, because it will be different. It will be cheaper. It'll be cheaper by the gallon. Just say to everybody, go to the store and find out the gallon price.
Right, that's what I mean.
Right. Find the gallon price.
Find the gallon price.
Because that's the most economical.
Right, that's what I mean. So we have to compare,
apples to apples.
Apples to apples.
Right.
Because obviously the 1 liter price is going to be more expensive per unit. So we've got to go with that.
Okay.
But Costco, I'm thinking about dropping my BJ membership and picking up a
Costco
membership. Just based on that. So here's the other thing, though. I feel like we only get to these big box stores 3 times a year.
So is it worth it? Cause like
that's the thing. I don't know if it's worth it because if it's $100, I'm not sure if it's $70. Is it $70 to join there?
I don't know. We don't have one near us, so I don't.
Do you know how much it costs, Catherine, per year?
I should.
Well, I don't belong to either of them because years and years ago, I read that a big study in the Boston Globe that basically said it's not worth it. That if you, they particularly focused on comparing Stop and Shop because Stop and Shop won. Because if you take advantage of the sales that they have at Stop and Shop of things that you buy, for example, buy one jam, get the other one free, then you will come out ahead. So this.
Well, you wouldn't buy everything then, though. You would only buy to go there.
Or even toilet paper. Like you can get like these huge things of toilet paper sometimes at Stop and Shop. Buy one, you know, get the other one 50% off or whatever. So they just for me, you know. That was enough for me to think. Okay, well, I don't have time to go to a big box store. You know what I mean?
Well, the reason we only go there 3 times a year.
Yeah, it's because you don't.
Is because we go, but when we go, we do a massive shop. Like we buy, enormous thing of like you know 32 rolls of toilet paper, 10 things of paper towels. You know, the four pack or eight of the tubes of toothpaste that I, you know, use.
But wouldn't it only work if you buy every single roll of toilet paper there? Like if say you end up getting like.
Well, if you get 3 times a year, covering most of it.
It is. So you're not like, you know, like.
Supplementing.
Like, you know, in 3 months you run out, you don't have time to go to the big box store. So you have to start.
Here's the thing. I think there's merit to what you're saying. Because I just looked it up. I'm on the Costco website. It's $60 for an annual membership fee plus tax. So say $63 or whatever.
Why are there different ones like?
There's Gold Star Executive. Business. I don't know what that gets you, but okay. for what
for
we
the
would
average
get.
Person.
Well, for average person's getting a $60 thing. Mm-hmm. So for me, going 3 times a year, we would have to save $20 on each visit.
Right.
I have to tell you. My guess is that's probably just about what we save.
And do they have gas there?
They do, and the gas was $2.09.
Yeah, so just on gas you could almost.
If you're driving past it. I mean, Kate does drive by there.
If she's driving by there.
Kate does drive by there. 2:09 yesterday, because my mother made a point. My mother does get her gas there.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So my mother uses it. And she gets some kind of bonus points back.
Yeah, I mean, Cliff goes by it. So we have BJ's specifically because it's what we had in New York. So we just continued it, but that is on his commute. And, you know, he buys wine. I mean, for the things that we're buying, there's no question that. Right.
So you see a value in it then.
Yeah, especially with wine and stuff.
Yeah, and then there's specific things, but they have these, you know, runs on certain toiletries and then they're gone. So we used to use I don't have it anymore because I had LASIK eye surgery, but we used to use the contact lens, you know, reference point. Like, how much is the lens solution at all these places?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was significantly less. But you would get attached to maybe some product and then they discontinue it. And then, so you also factor in that, like, well, I can't get that certain deodorant anymore. I can't get that certain toothpaste.
Yeah. Well, contact lens solution is one of those things that...
Yeah, it is a good one.
If you go to CVS with any regularity, one out of five times that you go to CVS, the contact lens solution is going to be buy one get one free.
So then you just stock up.
You would just bury your cart.
Yeah,
with it.
But these are like for the disposable lenses. There was no question. BJ's is killing it. And when we were in New York, we had such little space. We would share, which I'm sure you're not supposed to do. We would share a membership with another friend on the same floor.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah.
Then we would divvy up our big stuff. But maybe you do that with your sister and mom or your family. I don't know.
Yeah, I was with my mom, so I used her card because we're not Costco members.
But even just the quantity, so you wouldn't have to have
10,000
We have a big closet downstairs, and we put all the paper stuff.
But we get no meat, no grocery stuff there ever at BJ's because it's horrible.
Their deli meat, I'll give them credit for. They have great deli meat there, and very inexpensive, like boar's head. I think it's boar's head, but like their prosciutto. It's like $9.99 a pound or whatever, good stuff.
Yeah, and they have good Spanish cheese.
Yeah.
Clip will sometimes get that big cheese, but...
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's interesting, though, to think about when you... So when you think... I guess the point is, when you're thinking about it, go back and look at how many times you go per year to these big box stores. Look at how much you're spending... And divide it by the membership cost, and then think about: do you think actually?
You know, it's more than just the straight out amount of money that you spend. We used to belong to BJ's when our kids were little, and we were, you know,
buying a lot more.
Yeah. You needed staples on hand when you needed them on hand,
right.
And the convenience of having that large pile of paper towels and not having to go to the store and get them separately for, you know, and when you need paper towels, and it's an intangible amount, the convenience of having it there. So that's what I always...
Right, that is a good convenience point.
That's
but
you can't measure that.
But I also, I'm a mix of the two of you because, like Kim, if something, I stop at Shoppy Shop, when something is two for one... I will buy a ton of it. You know what I mean? Like when there's a crazy deal at CVS on toothpaste, I'm getting 10 tubes, you know. The joke is, please do not get any more dental floss because we have so much dental floss in the cabinet because it was on sale, right?
You have a lifetime supply of dental floss.
But anyway, Catherine. There's a lot going on at Cape Ann Museum.
There is.
And there's a mural that someone, what's the girl's name?
Bonnie L. Sylvester.
Painted a mural, but it's a temporary mural.
It's a temporary wraparound mural in three parts that she had to, you know, it's above her and it's larger than life. So she had to get up on
it. It took 2 weeks to produce?
Yeah.
And it's all going to be painted over.
It's all going to be
So you have a chance
over.
To see it.
Yes, it's going to be there through, it's part of the Once Upon a Contest, a contest, Cape Ann Reed Show, which closes on the 24th.
Which you had a big part in, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
So what is the theme of the mural?
The mural is a tableau of Cape Ann scenes, almost a mashup of Gloucester and Rockport, and it's just a walk-in environment, just to give another element to the exhibition. And
It makes it feel very cozy and friendly, I think.
And what room is it in?
It's on the top floor. I can't remember the name of the gallery. I think it's called the Greenhead Gallery, actually. On the top floor, it's between, they have a rotating permanent exhibit that's fantastic right now and has many natural and wildlife themes, all different media. And then on the other side is the Virginia Lee Burton exhibition,
oh, okay.
which goes through the end of the month of March. So that mm-hmm. one's up longer. Okay. This one comes down the 24th, and there are also two other children's book focused exhibits on hand downstairs on the ground floor. There's a semi-installation of the book Schooner by Pat Lowry Collins. So all her original paintings. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
There you go.
Very cool. Time to bring Charlotte back before it goes.
But yesterday when I was, so this week they have a special family summer family spring vacation, winter vacation camp almost of workshops with all these incredible, you know, authors and artists related to this exhibit. And they're all doing these really
It's a family workshop.
Yeah.
So is parents are involved with the kids?
They can be, yeah. If the kids are old enough. So some of the kids came for the openings in January and they wanted to get going and make their own books, you know. So it can be as simple as doing an art activity or as involved as really trying to get some master tips. And yesterday was Leslie Gallagher, and she does incredible line work with figurative imagery that you'll see on cards and tea towels all over town. So you know her work, but you might not know it.
Realize it.
In this context. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that she hides her cat, Franklin the cat, in all her elements.
That's cool.
So, and you know, I think a lot of people have trouble drawing figures, and it's just so effortless for her. So to be able to be, you know, in a class with
that.
Yeah. This is already going to be by the time this airs, but today is Betty Weiberg and her daughter, and she created, it's almost like Calder. She created this whole 3D world that you can have this vision, and she'll help you create it 3D.
Wow.
She's really neat.
That's awesome. There's Cape Ann Art Haven and Sawyer Free Library having vacation week programming
now. That's right. All week they have special programming. I noticed that the Cape Ann Art Haven in Cape Ann Museum, they all interact together and plan and collaborate. This isn't specifically collaborating, but it looked like Cape Ann Art Haven had the mornings covered.
It's like a hot triangle.
That's great.
Yeah.
Between the three, you know, I mean, all within a block of each other.
And then Sawyer had, you know, science activities and readings, and then also a lot of almost first-run movies. So...
Fantastic.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Cape Ann Lanes is having special offers for vacation
week. So they have, which I didn't pull up, but they have special, 2-hour rates.
For kids?
For kids.
Yeah, for families.
I know Kate went there yesterday with Connor. And
Did they have fun?
You can't go there and not have fun.
Yeah.
It's so fantastic. Cape Ann Marina, the pool.
Right.
What is their specials this week?
You know what? I have to pull that up and link it too.
Oh,
but it's the same thing. They have
special pool passes.
Pool passes and meals. And I just, you know, if you go there, people feel like they're on a vacation for the day, I think. At least the parents.
Right.
This morning.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see what's going on there. Let's see. They call it the aqua room. So you know how Kate is on a diet with me right now? So she was there. She was there a couple days ago. See, this is what you do during vacation week in Gloucester. You go to the awesome Mile Marker One pool.
Yeah.
You go to Art Haven. You go to the bowling. It's the cool stuff.
Museum.
Let's see. Mile Marker One is open all day.
Did you see this one?
Not yet. No,
no.
I have to go.
Until the
24th.
Yeah.
It's such a great take to bring your kids down. If you're looking to do it and you're stir crazy. Mile Marker One pool. So she's there on a diet, and the nachos there and the food there is
really good.
So yummy. And I on a diet, I would have a hard time going there and sitting there and looking at the food go by because it's all so scrumptious. At Cape Ann Museum, at the Mile Marker One pool. I love having that here.
Yeah.
I love having that here.
It's
for parents. Like if you don't want to get in the pool, they have the televisions there. You can kind
of
watch. They always
lots
have kind
of
like sports. Lots of seating, comfortable food, drink.
They've done a great job.
It's a great asset. I love that place. So So there's that. So the Cape Ann Reed thing at the museum has been well attended.
Yes, and it's bringing in different ages. And yesterday, when we went to the workshop for kids, that is upstairs and downstairs, there was also a visiting group from Seacoast.
The nursing home.
Yes, that we're enjoying.
So you had like little kids, and you had the older folks.
So it all appeals across this. The spectrum. That's great.
Awesome. I really want to go see it.
Good.
What if, because we pimp them so much that they'd let me in, or if I have to pay?
Well, you want to pay anyways, don't you?
No, I don't.
Yes,
yeah,
you do.
No, I don't want to pay.
Yes, you want to pay. You want to support the museum.
Of course I want to support the museum.
I became a member again this year.
Well, they
because
you ought to be a member.
Yeah.
I'm a member, yeah.
Are you a member?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yo,
I use the archives.
You use
the
shit
archives
out of the archives.
A lot. Yeah. And I like to support the museum.
Yes.
It's a fantastic museum. How much does it cost to be a member?
It was so cheap. I can't remember.
It's under $100 for
it was
sure.
Like, it was under $50.
It might have been.
I've gone every year for the past like probably 6 or 7, 8 years. I don't know. When the blog started, I discovered it all over again. Because when I hadn't gone since I was grade school when every kid in Gloucester
trotted through.
And then 42 years later, or no, 40 years later,
right.
Like, oh my God, this is in our backyard. Like, oh, you know, this has been going, you know, obviously they keep it fresh and everything else. And like, I feel like such a dummy to have not recognized this.
Well, there's so many changes too over the years. So
it's fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic changes.
Yeah. Yeah, really great. Pat had a topic. You recently went to get your passport photo and they rejected you?
No, they did not reject me. No. I just didn't know how many people might know. It was been on our list to get the passports renewed in plenty of time before it's going to expire. And I've been nervous about missing the expiration of the passport. And we went down to Walgreens to get the passport photos taken for a renewal. And I don't know how many people were aware that they recently changed the requirements for the photos, whereby you can no longer, for example, wear glasses in the picture, even if you wear them regularly. They have to be able to see your ears. So they're
making. That's funny.
I know. I guess you're. Yeah. And it was a little bit of a jolt to realize, oh, this is a little different than the last passport picture I had taken. And it doesn't look like me, really.
Right, because
you
always have your glasses.
Exactly.
On,
but the Walgreens person there was very helpful. And
she knew
easy.
All this? You didn't
oh, yeah.
say, yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh, they yeah. knew. Yeah. She, this is maybe 2 years ago they changed it.
Oh, okay.
So if you haven't renewed your passport in the last couple of years, you haven't
you
experienced
yeah, she,
this. But
well, she just said it was easy for us because she didn't have to do all these different
see
changes.
Our ears. You could see our
she
ears.
She says sometimes she would go up to people and they say you have to do it, and she says it takes me 20 minutes to explain to somebody, no, you really have to move your
yeah,
hair.
Yeah. Right,
I
yeah.
can't take this photo for you unless you move your hair
right,
and do this. And
right,
I'm looking at
yeah.
them.
Right.
You need to put signs up or something and warn people. So yeah. that's when we got to talk about saying we got to let people know.
Yeah, just a new thing.
It was 2 years ago that I got my TSA, going into the TSA pre-check. A lot of people don't go out of the country, and that's fine. But if you do any kind of regular travel out of the country and you don't get this, take a little bit of time to get this done, you're insane.
Yeah.
Because
I
avoided, like, going into Mexico, like, the line that I avoided.
Oh yeah.
There was not a point that I stopped from getting off the plane. I constantly was moving, and I walked past this monstrous football field of a line of people that didn't have it.
So tell listeners what you had to do to get the pre-check.
You have to fill out this. It's a long. It's a pretty arduous. I don't know. When I say arduous, it might take you 20 minutes. To fill out the form online.
And cost you?
It cost you $100, I think.
Like that, yeah.
It's up there.
It's right around $100. For 5 years, though.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
Right. I think so, yeah.
I think it's 5 years. Mm. And then Then you have to have a meeting at the offices at Logan Airport.
Oh, okay.
As you schedule for a scheduled time, you go in. They ask you a few questions. They're not trying to trick you or anything, and then you walk out, and then they mail you your card.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, it's worth every penny.
Yeah.
But we travel, you know.
Yeah.
I try to travel anyway.
Yeah.
So there.
It sounds worth it.
Yeah.
Not to have to wait in a super, 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 super long line.
Super, super long line. You photographed one bald eagle. Now
second bald eagle. So my friend Lynn, who lives on Niles Pond, reports that what we think is like a 3-year-old bald
eagle. Does Lynn spend all day with like binoculars on her back there?
No. She works and she's just out very early in the morning because she has chickens. She has to feed her chickens and do all that kind of stuff. And we think the eagles are noticing her chickens too.
Oh, I imagine
She keeps them. She doesn't have free range chickens anymore between the coyotes and the eagles and the black vulture. She's feeding the black vulture Hector burgers.
If you have free range chickens on Eastern Point and your chicken got eaten, shame on you.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they're in the, she has them now in a great big enclosure. But anyways, to get back to the young eagle seems to be hanging out quite a bit with an eagle that's 1 year older. And it's my understanding, I have to read more about this, but they start building a nest together a year or two before they start mating. So neither one of them is at the mating age yet, but it's so interesting that they're a year apart. So they're obviously not siblings.
Oh, right.
Right. So they're going to be, you know.
Well, they could be siblings.
From 2 years.
Siblings, but not from same hatch.
Right, from the same hatch. That's what I meant.
Good point.
Yeah.
Right. But, so, anyways, they usually choose, because the largest eagle's nest was 9 feet in diameter, 10 feet deep, because they add to it each year, and weighed over 1 ton. So they choose, did you hear that? You're on your phone.
They
weigh
a ton.
An eagle's nest can weigh over a ton.
A ton.
A ton.
A ton of twigs is absolutely outrageous. Because I got a ton of wood pellets delivered yesterday. And to move a ton of wood pellets is a lot of work.
So, right. So the eagles choose the largest tree in the area to nest in, and they try to form it in one of the strongest V's of the tree. So. Anyway, so who knows? Everybody keep your eyes peeled for a big eagle's nests in tall trees.
Wow.
And Lynn has a lot of very tall trees on her property also. So.
That'd be really cool to have because you have access to Lynn's house.
And then we have Hector, who's coming around to Lynn's house also. So he's out on Niles Pond as well. And there's also the three young swans have been there now since last weekend, so that's a good sign. But we don't know the future of that will be because Mr. Swan has been in Rockport all this time. So I don't know what's going to happen when Mr. Swan returns to Niles Pond, if he's going to chase the three young swans off or whatever. So,
dun dun dun.
Well, we were at Henry's Pond recently, Mr. Swan was there. And there were the carload of these young men who were taking pictures with their cell phones with Mr. Swan, and they got out of their car. So this is thanks to you. This is kudos to Kim. They get out of their car and they're taking the pictures, and I'm standing there and I'm taking pictures, and I'm letting them go, and I hear one of them say, "Well, if it's a female, then where are the eggs or where are the chicks?" So I said, "Well, that's enough of that. I'm going to have to go tell him the story." So I step over and I say, "Oh no, that's not." So I tell him a little bit of Mr. Swan's story, and they were suitably impressed. So, but what got me was that there are these young men. They were in their, I'm going to say, early 20s. There were three or four of them,
and they were
interested in
that's
it.
That's wonderful.
And I thought
that's a really far. People's thoughts about these kind of local wildlife has really changed, because when Mr. Swan first arrived and it was publicized, kids went out and shot the swans with arrows. And there was even a photo of a swan with an arrow through it.
Not 10 years ago, but maybe 7 or 8 years ago, in the harbor, there was a ton of these swans. Do you remember? There was like 7 or 8 swans.
Yeah, because Mr. Swan used to have bigger families. And then as he's gotten older,
He's the final survivor?
He's the father. He was the father of those swans.
The grandpapa of the swans.
And all the little ones die?
Because the snapping turtles have gotten bigger over the years at Niles Pond. They're pulling the young, they're killing them, and also the coyotes are killing the swans. So if the swans go to shore, the coyotes kill them. But since we have Mr. Swan and he doesn't have a mate, there's no babies right now. We're not going to see any babies unless he mates. And then even if he does, his last couple of broods were smaller. So I think because he's in his 30s, right?
These swans that were here like 7 years ago, they were big swans.
So what happens is you have the mom and the dad, and then the cygnets stay with them for almost a year. But that's why we're seeing these.
In a year's time, they get to be full size?
Yes, almost full size. So what's happening now with these almost full size three swans that are at Niles Pond right now, what typically happens with the male swans push out, at this time of year, the male swans push out the young ones that they've been hanging out together for almost a year. It's time for them to go so they could start a new family. So that's why, because I have lots of nice footage and photos of, Mr. Swan, his mate, and then 6 or 7 cygnets with them. Mm. So, but then they get pushed out. Because they're very territorial.
They don't want their own kids.
They want them to go, and which makes sense because you don't want everybody like breeding. You don't want siblings breeding with siblings.
Right. Yeah.
So you have to go out and.
Plover ordnance meeting. Kim decimated her opponents.
No, that is
once again.
No, we didn't. We're not. We did not do that at all last
night. It's a joke.
Let's
hope everybody understands this is a joke. Kim's not joking.
Right.
No, I want to give a shout out to the Animal Advisory Committee of Gloucester, led by Alicia Penserosa, our Pet of the Week contributor. And they have just done an outstanding job because one thing people have to understand is that communities that only do half-baked measures, they have a 20% chance of fledging chicks. Communities that do the full gamut of, pay attention to trash, do the whole thing, they have an 80% chance of fledging chicks. And Gloucester's Animal Advisory Committee has done an outstanding job presenting a bunch of ordinance changes that will really help not just the plovers, but all the shorebirds that are on our beaches. They've really, really done an outstanding job. And Alicia did a really good, she had to be the one to go up in front of the three counselors. So it was Sean Nolan, Steve LeBlanc, and Jamie O'Hara, and she had to be the one that answered all their questions, and she did a really terrific job. And so now it's voted. I'm learning a lot about city government through this whole process, and now it has, next week, it goes before the whole city council. They're going to be asking a lot more questions, and people have an opportunity to speak at that meeting, and then it gets voted on. So
there you go.
Yeah, so it was very good.
You have been preaching for years and years that the two best kind of milkweed are common milkweed and marsh milkweed. As a matter of fact, when you had your distribution thing here at the dock,
those are the two
that you distributed.
Right.
Well, there was a study.
A big study.
That recognized these two, reinforcing everything that you've been saying for years. You're always at the forefront. You are the most, what do we call her?
Well,
the preeminent, most authoritative.
No.
What is it? She's the foremost authority on
Cape Ann Wildlife. I'm just have a Good Morning Gloucester is a way to get information out there. I'm sure there's like PhD lepidopterist, which I am not.
The keeper of
them. And just in case people don't already know, it's milkweed to feed monarchs.
Right.
Right. Good point, Pat.
So the it's, you know, they have a lot. Somehow I didn't get the joke, but
no, keep on going. But that's kind of, it reinforces everything that we've already known, that
right.
Kim is the preeminent monarch authority
in
the Northeast.
It's just being out there every single morning looking. You know what I mean?
You know what? She's not a doctor, but you know how they give honorary doctorates?
Right. Yes, they do.
They should give you Salem State should give you an honorary doctorate for your work on the monarchs. I think that would be fantastic. And then you can give the keynote speech, and then you can get one of those fancy robes.
And
wouldn't
you've
that
given
be great?
A keynote speech, so
yes.
Speech
yes.
Already.
Yeah, you already have it. You
yeah.
probably already have it in the can.
Yeah.
No. Anyways, there's so many people that
who do we have to who do we have to speak to get you on the list of honorary doctorates? So that way, there when we say that you when we can add to your list of titles like they do. Have you ever seen
Let's wait till the
who's seen Game of Thrones?
Michael.
Who's seen Game of Thrones yet?
I do not watch Game of Thrones.
God damn it!
I know.
So the dragon woman.
Yeah.
She every time she conquers a not game. Conquers but she embraces a new tribe, she adds that to her title. So she's this and this. When she started out, she was just this.
Okay.
Queen of the Andals, you know, the
Dragon's Helm.
Yeah.
All this stuff. So we would have like it would be great to have like 15 different titles,
titles.
The preeminent and then be able to add doctor to Kim's list of.
And your viewers can't see how red her face is getting right now.
Well, the GMG Institute.
The GMGI Institute. Good Morning Gloucester Institute.
No. Yeah. Yes. I think the letterhead. You should write something on the letterhead. We'll take a picture of the place. And we'll just send it through saying, you've got to do this. And we'll help.
I'll tell you my latest Monarch film update.
Yes.
Yes.
This week we're finishing the voiceover. And then, but the most, I told this to Catherine, I don't know if I mentioned this to you or not, but something very exciting happened last week is music that I've been hoping to gain the rights for.
You told us.
Yeah, for 4 years. I don't think I still mentioned it on the podcast.
Oh, no,
I think we were just chatting, yeah.
Yeah, we were just chatting. So, no, this is big news for all the people that follow this and contributed to your Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah.
Go.
For as they have heard, this beautiful music by Jesse Cook in my trailer, and I'd use 4 of his songs to bookmark the film, which just means you put it as a placement, you hope that you can gain the rights to it, but, you know, otherwise you have to go to a composer and say, this is kind of like what I want my music to sound like, and hope you get something like, you know, similar, but not exactly the same. But anyways, I've been writing for the last several years, and they agreed to allow me to use these 4 beautiful songs.
That's
and I just
great.
Think they just go so perfectly with the film. And
huge victory.
That's a huge victory.
Yeah.
Shows a lot of support
and
for the effort.
And they are not charging me.
That's
so.
So that money could be spent towards
towards promotion or that's $4,000 I had budgeted for that.
Boom.
Part.
Very nice.
This is huge.
That is big news.
It seems like the never-ending project.
Right. Well, you know what? Like
how close? Okay, if you had to.
It's like the Nun and the Stand and documentary.
Right. Like.
No, because it's a real deal. No, because it's a real deal documentary. It's a testament to it's such a real deal. You're not. There is no compromises in this documentary.
No.
So wait. What do you have a timeline? When you'd like it to be done?
Well, so my hope was that it would be done by the beginning of March. But since I'm going to Mexico in early March, some of that footage, that new footage, will hopefully be plugged in. Hopefully, because I'm going very late towards the. They usually.
When's the deadline for Sundance?
I do not know.
So the butterflies usually leave at the vernal, at the spring equinox. They start leaving Mexico around the 16th. And I'm going from the 10th. They start leaving around the 15th. I'm going from the 10th to the 16th. And so if you have a little bit of global climate change, they could already be going by the time I get there. So I'm just keeping my fingers,
crossed.
Yeah, that we get this. Just
they'll be there. They'll be there waiting for you.
I'm just.
I have faith.
Just really praying.
I have faith.
If not, they got good. They have good food down there.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, listen to this. The B&B that we're staying at is in a very remote area. And so it's a Mexican gentleman and his American wife. They own the B&B, and then right next to it is the restaurant, the only restaurant in town that is run by the gentleman's mama and five sisters.
Oh wow!
So,
look at that.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
There's a super moon. Last night was the full snow moon.
It was this full snow moon, also a super moon, one of three super moons. So last month, the wolf moon was a super moon, this month and next month, which just means the moon's closest to Earth right now.
So our Adventure Man update, he did 40 miles yesterday. Did he say 40?
I think that was 40.
40 miles yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because a lot of people have 26, they struggle to get 26. He's got 21 to go.
Yeah.
And so he did a video update, and his, he slept in a tent last night.
Yeah, and only 4 hours of sleep. What's that?
Yeah, he was taping at 1:30 in the morning, and then he posted the next update was at 6 a.m.
Yeah, it was sunrise.
So. And it was sunrise, cold.
Yeah.
And he slept in a tent like in the woods off of the side of the road.
And he's gonna have a rough night tonight, I think, with the weather.
Yeah. So part of what his update yesterday was talking about how he's kind of nervous about finishing because he really wants to enjoy every part of this because then he goes back into real life, right? And then,
right.
You know, there's such a high and there's highs and lows of this, but he has such a, I love his perspective about it. Like, I really want to enjoy all these interactions and the meetings with people and enjoy the pain and all of it, because when he go back to regular life, it's just regular life again.
And
you know,
he's gonna be sad. He's gonna be sad.
He's gonna
I
be
have a feeling
sad.
He'll have another big project before we know it.
Oh,
he seems like that type.
I imagine.
Yeah. I don't know what gets him up and out in the morning. Honest to God, I don't know how he's done it day after day.
Does he ever get a good night's sleep?
He does.
Sometimes he goes to people's houses.
Yeah. Or he takes a day off here and there. Yeah.
I don't know why he was at those people's houses. I guess they didn't offer to put him up for the night. Because
through Harpersville, there wouldn't be a place for him to go except somebody's house. So it does sound like he's in rural areas.
Harpersville is not along the coast.
No, that's true.
Along the coast, there's generally...
That's true.
Generally,
within four.
I wonder how many.
Harpersville is the sticks.
Kim,
along the coast, there's much more.
Yeah.
A lot more development than
the
country.
But if you're running along the North Carolina or South Carolina coast, there's vast areas
of
beaches and stuff like that. There's no development there.
Yeah.
So
why do you think that is? Because of the hurricanes so often?
Hurricanes, part of the National Seashore System.
Places where plovers could actually go?
Yeah, yes, there are plovers.
And not be disturbed?
There are plovers in North Carolina.
they don't have to have 24/7 surveillance to keep them alive? Yeah.
But if you look at the map of Cape Cod, the whole back end of the Cape is all protected national seashore.
Yeah, another place that plovers could go and keep on and not have to have 24/7 to survive.
Well, they
what
do.
A surprise.
Actually, they do on the Cape.
I think it's...
They actually do have 24/7
It's just the whole thing is a barrier thing.
Yes. And
miles and miles.
And the nesting areas are cordoned off and they're protected.
There you go.
But he's not taking the scenic route.
No, he's
it
not.
It looks like he's... sort of taking major routes and then a slightly less traffic road parallel to a major route.
And that's what I'm
not really running along the water.
Because he's getting near Washington.
Yeah.
And from Washington, basically it's Philly. I mean, you got Maryland, you got Baltimore in there, and then you got Philly. Now, you could go across the coast there. And that's where the Navy and everything else is. And this is going to be quite interesting. I don't know if he's going to go inland a little bit or stay out.
Well,
I'm very interested.
But also, like, if you tried to jog along a highway along here, the police wouldn't let you. I think there's state laws about
that. Yeah, that's why he's not on the highways. Yeah. I wonder how many sheriffs he's met. How many county sheriffs? How many counties are represented?
How many Buford teachers?
Almost every video, there's an interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Son, if anybody's not following this guy, you're really,
really
messing up.
Adventure Man.
In my town, son.
Just Google Adventure Man and you will find
Facebook, I think,
Jamie
is the best
McDowell.
Way, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have to have an account. You don't even have to have even if you're an anti-Facebook person, which I could understand why you would be.
Right.
But even if you're an anti-Facebook person and don't want to create an account, you can still go to Facebook and say and type in Adventure Man in the search box and find his videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which are really, really,
really
cool.
Interesting. Looking forward to having him in Gloucester.
He's coming.
I can't wait.
Even though he's going to be sad.
I hope to God. I really hope we get him on the podcast.
I know.
I really, really
hope.
Are you
listening, Jamie? I will send you this link.
You know something? Sometimes they tag us on the Twitter posts, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Which makes me nervous because we're posted. No one's posting about him like we are.
I know. Well, we don't know that, but.
Sandy Jimson.
I gotta
get on Sandy. I'm gonna just tag her on all the time.
That's a good idea.
That's what I do. I gotta tag Sandy.
Who's Sandy Jimson?
She's his. You know, he kind of like acts like he does all this stuff himself, but I think he sends the videos to her. I don't think he's editing
the
videos.
She's in England.
She's in England, and she does a lot of the postings.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think so. Yes.
She does the advance. She seems to do some of the advance work.
Yeah.
Like she's contacted me about a couple things to get lined up before he arrives.
Do I have to reach out to her? Or are you gonna do this?
I'm making my efforts, but as you know, my style is not like yours, so.
Okay, I'm gonna take over. I'm gonna take this over. I'm gonna take this over. All right, no problem. And that's no slight. It's just if you're gonna play the passive here, I can't handle passive.
You know what?
Because
he
doesn't
have
barbecue.
That's right.
He needs a project.
You know what's good is to I wish that like WBZ and Channel 5 and all those.
Well,
Sandy
is tagging like these other.
But you have friends at WBZ.
I do. Yeah. Well, they're gonna. When it all comes to a head, see, here's the thing. When it all comes to a head, all the big things are gonna be there. Is he going to forget about us that we're there every step of the way? That's the question. Sandy Jimson, are you listening to me?
Are we? Yeah. I send him the links to these podcasts when we talk about him so that he'll...
Okay. Oh, you do?
Yeah, yes, I do.
What did he send? Privately?
I do things.
Do you?
Just not...
See, okay.
You know,
so, well, you could have told me that and I'd have more at ease.
You should still get on it.
Go. You need something to do.
Sorry, I've learned one
thing. So maybe they take it for granted that they already know that we're going to share these things so they don't feel like they have to tag us.
Especially with your diet right now.
Yeah.
You need something to build.
Cranky. I have hanger. I have fucking hanger.
I've learned one thing. If you don't ask, you'll never know.
Plus, it's like... Well, I won't say that.
Go ahead. What are you going to say?
No, just, he's an interesting character. And you'd be a good match for him.
There we go. That's well
you're
said.
Also,
well said.
You're also an interesting
I thought you were going to say I was an interesting person. Are you saying, is she patronizing me?
No.
Well, am I missing something? I'm not an interesting person?
She's trying
a good
to do an ad.
Yeah, I think it would be great.
She's
match.
Doing an ad to the Adventure Man saying, we know you're interesting, but you got to see what we got here.
Yeah.
That she's just trying to.
We're building this thing to a crescendo.
Yeah.
You know what
Thank
I mean? Brick by brick, we're building this thing to a crescendo. What?
Thank you for the
But here's the fact. Wait. All right, let's go back to this.
We need a band.
Because all these videos that we're watching, like a day goes by and he runs into one or two people on the road.
Yeah.
And we're saying, there's going to be fucking 1,000 people. I don't want to say that. Maybe there's 50. Maybe there's 1,000. I don't know. But my guess is, like, I'm dying to be there at the end when this guy strolls into town. Like, I have a feeling between us and Safathia, and I guarantee you a bunch of other people are going to hop on board at the end here.
How about, you know, like, Muffy, you know how she runs everywhere and does all kinds of running stuff? Like, does she know about this? Like, what if we could get her and her
running clubs? And her, the running clubs.
Listen, this is going to be before it's called. Running with the big crowd behind
you. There's the Gloucester. There's the one that Bob Gillis is. Bob Gillis, I know, and I know there's a lot of other people that are involved in it. They have those navy blue t-shirts that has the codfish on it. It's like the Gloucester Runners Club or something like that. Wow. And they're at every race, and they all wear the same shirt. That would be...
He's somebody to contact then.
He's someone to contact. Yeah.
See, so you have a lot of spare time right now.
There you go.
On your diet.
I'm going to reach out to them today. As a matter of fact, that's a great idea. I'm going to reach out to Sandy and Adventure Man in a private message. Okay. Wait, I'm not going to share this because everybody's going to hop into my ideas.
Your ideas, don't.
Let's pretend that didn't happen.
I see steam coming from your headphones right now.
Again, we don't have to worry because nobody listens to the podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Why would they?
Why would they listen?
Especially this part.
They turned it off.
Well,
Catherine said she was going to leave, but she had such a good time, she stayed for the whole thing. Gloucestercast 320. Wait, you got something to add, Jim? Go.
No, I'm just going to say, it's time to close it right up now.
Well, thanks, Jim, for quarterbacking this thing, Jim.
Well,
thank you.
Only because it's been turned, everybody else turned it off about 15 minutes ago after Kim's report. And stuff. Yeah, Miles would just close her off because nobody.
Gloucestercast 323 is officially in the books.
If you're still there.
Have one. Just take them.
No, just.